My aching bones. I find it harder and harder to get up in the mornings, but thank God he gives me the strength to go on. It might take this old body a while to get going. But I suppose that's the cost of being as old as I am. Hello. I didn't see you watching there. My name's Simeon, and I've been on this earth longer than I care to remember. Don't get me wrong, I'm not normally this grumpy, but I've woken up with a dodgy tummy, you see. I think them figs I ate last night were on the turn. To be honest, I didn't really want to get up this morning. But I woke with this urge, this urgent urge to go to the temple, and it just won't go away. In fact, I was just about to go there right now, but seeing you're here watching, let me tell you a bit about myself. My name is Simeon. Have I already told you that? I have. Well, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but let's just say that I've seen my fair share of life and the world around me. What stories, what memories. Some of them are good, but most of them are bad. Let me share some with you now. When I was young, must be about 60 years ago now, seems like yesterday, but when I was young, there was this Roman general, General Pompey. He conquered our lands and he entered right into the heart of Jerusalem. In he came on his horse, chin up in the air, looking down at us common folk. General Pompey, my foot, more like General Pompous. Anyway, ever since that day, the Romans have been occupying our lands and generally making everyone's life miserable. I cannot say why God allows this in the promised land, but this I know. He knows what he's doing. Well, after a while, another general stirred up a whole heap of trouble back in Rome. I think he came from the house of the Julii. Anyway, he faced up to General Pompey. Well, he was proconsul by now, and he declared himself the one leader of Rome, calling himself Julius Caesar. Now, he didn't last long. Stabbed in the back, if I remember. Well, after him came the story of Antony and Cleopatra. Apparently, she was a bit of a looker, but I never saw her. Well, those two, they were defeated by Julius Caesar's great-nephew, Octavian, and he goes and changes his name to Augustus Caesar, and he still rules Rome now and all its empire. But about 30 years ago now, the Romans gave power over us to a half-Jew called Herod, and boy, did he know how to spend money. A fortress here, a temple there. The building projects were never ending. And why? Why do I tell you all this, my newfound friends? Well, remember, whenever there's strife in Rome or in any of its lands, it's us poor common folk who suffer. Always more taxes, always more crops for any war campaigns to harvest. One day, Lord, one day you're going to have to explain to me why you let this happen. Trust me, I'm not complaining. I trust my Lord that he knows best for his people, indeed for the whole world, and that he will redeem his people. I like the look of you lot. Can I tell you a secret? Can I? Do you believe in revelations from the Lord? He revealed to me that I would not die until I see the Messiah. And let me tell you a bit about him. Let me think. The last prophet to speak to the nation was Malachi, and he lived about 400 years ago. Well, he said the Lord would send a messenger to prepare the way before me. I have to confess, this worries me a bit. Because I am getting on in years and I'm going to see the Messiah. But still, I have not seen any sign of this messenger in the land. But I'm sure the Lord knows what he's doing. I digress. Malachi had so much more to say about the Messiah and what he would do when he came to us. He said that the Messiah would be like white hot fire from the smelter's furnace. He'd be like the strongest lye soap at the laundry. He'll take his place as the refiner of silver, as a cleaner of dirty clothes. He'll scrub the Levite priests clean, refine them like gold and silver, until they're for God, fit to present offerings of righteousness. Refiner. You know, I wish someone would write a song about them words. Anyway, Malachi, with these words, was answering the question, where is the God of justice? And the prophet's words where they became a signal to all of us not to lose sight of God's promised hope, to persevere in trust, to stay alert, to keep our lamps of faith lit while waiting for the coming of the Lord. And boy, some things never change. If there was ever a time for God's justice in this land, it's now. Just between you and me, the temple is just ripe to be scrubbed clean. Sometimes it feels like the people go through the motions. Do you know what I mean? Sorry, I know that's wrong of me to say, but I look around and I get so frustrated. I tell you, when I look around, I see people taking advantage of the widows, of the orphans, of the refugees. I see the homeless being treated like vermin. And not to mention those who exploit the workers. All around this city, there are adulterers, liars, sorcerers, thieves, murderers. I try to do what I can for these people, mainly through prayer and petitions to Almighty God. But there are so many. So many. But through Malachi, God promises that his Messiah will bring judgment down on these types of people. Like I've said already, if any time is right for the Messiah, it's now. Anyway, I really must be going to the temple. And it's been really nice talking to you. What a life, eh? I lived through all those famous people. I suppose they'll be remembered for all time. Don't suppose I'll be remembered, but never mind. I'm just happy living in God. And he's never let me down. Cheerio now.